from Europe. In particular, he addressed them directly and saying that there's a smear campaign that they are executing, which is truly reflective of the main intentions that some of these countries had prior to the elections, then during, and then now. And in particular, cited the UK and the United States, and that overall and generally speaking, the overtures that were in the positive made by the United States have now been tainted by how they have been covering these elections. Lots of issues that were discussed, we're going to dissect and report on that throughout the day here on Press TV, not only through our news bulletins, but of course bringing on analysts in order to discuss that more. Live images there. You're saying at Tehran University, this being the grounds outside of the university. Well, I have been allowed to discuss this further. The platform of which Iran's leader spoke on can be divided into basically six areas. He talked about the election turnout at 85%. He truly praised that. He talked about the Islamic Republic. The dedication and the faithfulness of the candidates and the people is something that never will be shattered. He talked about the smear campaign, which I just mentioned, especially by the foreign media. He talked about the competition, the pluses and minuses. He said that it truly was something to admire. However, there were some negative points that were executed in these campaigns by the presidential candidates, which basically mudslinging by the candidate is something that he truly looked down on and said it brought out negative consequences, not only reflective of error of judgment from the candidates to do that, but also in terms of the people themselves. The vote rigging, he referred to the Guardian Council as the only means for this to be pursued, that these have to be pursued through legal channels, and that the candidates have been invited on Saturday, all three of them, along with the representatives for the disputed ballot boxes to be recounted. Prominent diplomats have been summoned, especially from the UK, in terms of any points that they might have done of stoking violence within the country. Ultimately, he went on to say that ballot boxes determine the vote, not what people say on the streets. He took a foray then into the demonstrations, the demonstrators. And he said that we have to be careful of who the people are that are demonstrating, because there are people within the demonstrators that have been stoking violence. He sent out his heartfelt emotions towards the people whose doors have been shattered, the people who live in areas where demonstrations have showed violence. And he said that you have to remain vigilant in that regard. Prayers right now that you see outside Tehran University, live images there in the capital here in Tehran, and the leader there who has just finished his speech and his statement leading Friday prayers at Tehran University. Unlike what some other people may have thought, the leader did truly cover all aspects of what has transpired since last Friday, the 10th presidential elections. He addressed every avenue regarding the different points that people wanted to get some direction on. Of which one of the most important points is that the June 12th presidential election showed the people's trust in the country's Islamic system. Now, allegations and rumors, he mentioned, were raised in the debates. The debates he went back to on a number of occasions. And he said that any allegations and rumors that were stated by any of the candidates, first of all, needs to be pursued through legal means. However, he did not agree with the fact that these allegations, i.e. corruption charges that were alleged corruption charges, were thrown in, whether he truly believed that was the right thing to do. He mentioned the head of the Expediency Council and one of the true pillars of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Hashemi Rafsanjani. He praised him. He said he has known this man for 50 years. He has been one of the main elements of the revolution. However, he did also acknowledge that there are differences between Rafsanjani and President Ahmadinejad. He mentioned Nader Nouri. Nader Nouri, once the Speaker of the Majlis of Iran, before that the Interior Minister of the Islamic Republic of Iran. He then ran to become the President of Iran back in 1997. He said people with these types of stature should not be a victim of mudslinging, of accusations, because they represent the Islamic Republic. And regarding corruption, he said yes, he acknowledged there may be corruption just like any other country within the Islamic Republic, but these all have to be dealt with and have been pursued through legal means, of which in that regard he went on to talk about more negativity in these elections, and that would be vote rigging. And on that note, he said that how can 11 million votes be rigged? And he said again that the Guardian Council, upon their invitation of the three candidates on Saturday to deal with any disputes that might be in the presence of the three candidates, of which will include recounting of any disputed ballot boxes. Well, there we had the leader and thousands, as you can see, during the Friday prayers, of which is customary, except for the fact that Iran's leader, his first public appearance since the 10th presidential election.